20.
A wealth of information for managing your money. This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
It's Personal Finance Wednesday here on the Noon Business Hour, and we have a double dose today. Right now, only about 1 in 6 private sector workers participate in a traditional pension plan, but you could actually get your own going. Craig Bolanos is joining us, founding partner, chief executive officer of Wealth Management Group, based in Inverness and Downers Grove. Craig, so obviously the advantage to this benefit, this traditional pension plan, is that sort of security that people want, right? To know that their money is never going to run out?
Oh, absolutely. I think everybody retiring in America today wishes it was yesteryear, because not only do you no longer get the gold watch, you no longer get a guaranteed stream of income that you can't outlive. And you're exactly right. Isn't it ironic that survey after survey shows that almost 2 out of 3 Americans believe that a traditional pension plan does a better job of ensuring retirement security than does a 401k, yet per the statistic you said, they don't have them anymore. So I think what we do briefly is we tell people how to create their own, and that actually starts with looking at the entitlement system that Americans have been paying into for their entire life, that entitlement system being Social Security.
Yeah, let's talk about that. So a lot of people, I would say under the age of 50, maybe under the age of 40, they're already looking past Social Security. I mean, not very confident that it's going to be there. But there is a way, I guess, that we can look forward to that actually being a sort of pension. Tell us about it.
Well, that's right. I mean, because Social Security, a pension stream, is, again, nothing more than a stream of income that lasts for as long as we do. And that's what Social Security does. And my first talking point for everybody is, even though Social Security has its own funding issues, as does Medicare, I'm going to bet that it sticks around. So I want people to commit right now to making decisions on their Social Security that is customized to them, because every benefit's different. Everyone's situation is different, and you need to go out and understand what your opportunities are so that you can make a decision today of how you're going to maximize every dollar you get out of that entitlement system. And once we've got our personal Social Security claiming strategy done, then we talk about next steps, like do we or don't we consider taking a small portion of our money and using an annuity.
Yeah, let's talk about, well, actually, let's get to the annuity in just a moment. When it comes to Social Security, is that really just the decision-making process, something for retirees to make, or are there things earlier on in life that you can be making that might impact your Social Security benefit?
But you know what? Spot on as always, Cisco. I mean, for retirees, the decision basically is, am I taking it early? Am I taking it on time, or am I delaying my benefits to generate something called delayed retirement credits? But for those that are still working, that aren't yet within striking distance of Social Security, I want everybody first to make sure they're getting credit for all of the payroll taxes they're paying. And the way we're going to do that is we're actually going to go to the Social Security website, ssa.gov/myaccount, and we're going to download our personal Social Security statement to make sure all of our wages look right, and just to understand what type of benefit we can start, you know, considering for the future. So that gets introduced into our financial plan.
All right, tell us about the annuity now. If you got Social Security hammered down and you have money in a 401k IRA, how can you make that money that comes in every year?
Well, and it's not for everybody, but for those that strongly desire guarantees, what you can look at doing is taking a portion of those retirement savings, your 401k, your IRA, consider placing a portion of that money into an immediate annuity. So now you have a second guaranteed stream of income that's going to come in every single month for as long as you shall live. But notice I said a portion of your money, because I think one of the best ways to still create and grow retirement income is to invest in great companies of America that pay strong rising dividends as a way to build your retirement income stream over time.
Very good insight. Thank you, Craig Bolanos, founding partner and chief executive officer of Wealth Management Group. More Personal Finance Wednesday ahead, building long-term wealth. You can use some of that for an